Bishop Banks served in Boston in the 1980s. He's been linked to the case of Father John Gagan. He was found guilty of molesting 130 young people. Now, a grand jury is investigating whether Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law and others should be charged in the matter for letting Gagan continue to serve in parishes. Some reports say Bishop Banks is also being investigated, but Banks says if prosecutors are looking into his background, it's news to him.
As far as I'm concerned, I did nothing wrong, as far morally. So I'm quite confident that I acted to the best of my ability and according to my conscience back in the 90s or the 80s. If it turns out that I have to suffer for that because of the state law, then I will suffer and I will offer it up. That would be part of my Episcopal service to the Church of Green Bay in Boston.
Banks hopes a new policy enacted at a meeting of bishops last week will help to calm parishioners. The policy says any priest who is found to have abused a child cannot serve in a public ministry. Banks says that means priests will be reassigned by the church even if the statute of limitations has expired.
Some priests who have really made a tremendous turnaround in their lives after an incident years ago will be hurt, and it's sad to see that, but I think it's necessary so that we can assure our people there's no one serving them that has ever abused a minor.
Banks will set up a panel of 7 lay people who will decide what to do about future allegations. So far, 2 priests in the Green Bay Diocese have been placed on administrative leave. 2 others will be investigated by the lay panel. Banks estimates there are between 150 and 200 priests in the diocese. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.